All right. Another day of, I think, good work. When we've, the weather's been cooperating with us. We practiced in the morning yesterday. It rained in the afternoon, you know. Rained this morning. We practiced this afternoon. So it's kind of working in our favor. And certainly that's been good for us. Had an opportunity to get out here on the grass and got a lot of real good work done. Got everything done that we wanted to get done. A lot of different situations. Today was predominantly a red zone day. And the guys, I thought, functioned well. We put them in a couple of awkward situations and made it very tough. Some second and third down situations that were difficult for the offense and the defense. And they both, I think, did a great job adjusting. Guys are getting better, you know, and but we still got a long way to go. So I'll open up for any questions.
Can I ask you about Ziggy Ansah, just where he, you know, where he is in his progression? Are you worried about him at all? Like he's on course?
I'm not worried about him. I mean, he's progressing well. He's working. They keep ramping up his activity. He hasn't had setbacks. So, you know, we feel good about where he is.
And when he gets tuned up, what do you think he'll add based on what you saw last year?
Power, speed, athleticism, you know, and experience. He's got it all. We're just in the process of evaluating his medical situation at this point. Well, you know, I just think that, you know, at some point in time, you have to be prudent, particularly with guys that have, you know, played in this league a long time. We just think we need to periodically give them a little time off. And we'll do that with guys, particularly those guys that are getting in that 30-year-old range, you know, even though it's, you know, chronologically it's not very old for the most part. But in this game, you have to really kind of keep an eye on them and take care of them where you can. So from time to time, we'll do a number of guys like that. And you can see probably the reduced reps that a number of guys that have been around a while have had thus far.
Generally, what about just having the depth, you know, that line of defensive line, the rotation, the guys interior and the outside rush?
Well, you know, potentially, I think we have a real good situation up front. You know, it just, but you know, this game is, you know, one day you're in great shape in terms of depth, the next day you're having some difficulty. So, but at this point, you know, we have some guys that we like what they're doing out there on the field, that we can rotate guys in and out. We don't have to have guys in there for an inordinate length of time because we do have guys that are in a backup role that can play. So, you know, we're excited about that. We're not. We're preparing for ourselves right now. We're, you know, getting ourselves ready, focusing in on us. It's our offense against our defense at this point.
Just to follow up on Baldwin, do you have to make a decision by 4 o'clock today?
I'm not sure exactly the timetable on when we have to do it. You know, Martin and those guys stay on top of that kind of stuff, but we're evaluating them right now. You know, facing the speed, the experience. You know, particularly the guys out there on the outside have been playing a while. I mean, they know every certainly trick in the book, but they're also very, very skilled. So playing the corner and getting matched up against some of the best athletes, obviously, in professional sports is difficult. And particularly you get left on an island out there quite often. So in man-to-man situations, so it'll really, you know, test you in a number of different ways. I think it's developed over time. I mean, you can kind of sense it and see it, but I really do think it's developing. They're getting a better feel for the system. They're functioning within it better. They're getting a better understanding where they're reacting more so than thinking. And this is going to be our first game really working against the opposition. So I think we'll be able to tell quite a bit about where we are in that regard. And I think you'll start to see the way the defense plays start to take shape.
One more question.
What did you think about Johnny?
Yeah, you know, Dan is Dan's working well. Dan's a pro's pro. He has a real good knack for being able to come in and function within a system in a hurry. He's smart. He's highly competitive. He's a very fine leader. You know, I've had some experience with him before, obviously, and we just think that he's really doing a great job at this point. You know, running the second unit. We'll be right back.